Appendix. Lessons learned. There has been no shortage of significant American intelligence failures in the last 20 years. The failures to predict the Soviet Union's fall, India and Pakistan's nuclear tests, and North Korea's long-range missile capabilities come most immediately to mind. The events surrounding the tragedy of September 11th and the deepening quagmire of the war in Iraq add five more serious policy and intelligence failures to that ignominious list. They are the failure to capture or kill Osama bin Laden before he initiated the 9/11 plot, the failure to interdict the plotters before they struck, the failure to use the insights gained from investigations into September 11th as catalysts for intelligence reform, the failure to acquire and present accurate information about the presence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and the failure to acquire or use intelligence to develop a strategic plan for the occupation of Iraq. These failures have resulted in the loss of nearly 4,000 American lives, hundreds of billions of dollars in public and private costs, vastly diminished international credibility, and a heightened vulnerability to future terrorist strikes. If September 11th awakened us to the need for reform, the war in Iraq is a report card on how we're doing. With some exceptions, there is no indication that our intelligence agencies, this administration, or the Congress has used these tragic failures as the impetus for initiating the reforms that will reduce the chance of us falling victim to another devastating attack. At a time when intelligence matters more to the American people than ever before, the sad truth is that those who are responsible for its direction are not prepared to provide the leadership necessary to institute the intelligence reforms America's security demands. Why has there been this passivity? For starters, to talk about the needed reforms is to admit that there is a problem. President Bush has steadfastly declined to make this obvious admission. From the President through the national security apparatus and the Congress, there has been a failure to appreciate the importance of credible intelligence. When the enemy is no longer the predictable Soviet Union, but rather a swarm of secretive and loosely connected terrorists, intelligence is no longer only a force multiplier or a support to the military. It is an essential component of an integrated security network.